This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Homes.com knows that when it comes to home shopping, it's never just about the house or condo. It's about the home. And what makes a home is more than just the house or property. It's the location and neighborhood. If you have kids, it's also schools, nearby parks, and transportation options. That's why Homes.com goes above and beyond to bring home shoppers the in-depth information they need to find the right home. And when I say in-depth, I'm talking deep.
Each listing features comprehensive information about the neighborhood, complete with a video guide. They also have details about local schools with test scores, state rankings, and student-to-teacher ratio. They even have an agent directory with the sales history of each agent. So when it comes to finding a home, not just a house, this is everything you need to know all in one place. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. I love the TV show The Office, and I love the podcast Office Ladies, which is a recap podcast hosted by Jenna Fischer, who played Pam, and Angela Kinsey, who played Angela. Often when I listen to the show, I'm reminded of an interesting psychological phenomenon, the fundamental attribution error. The fundamental attribution error describes our tendency to overemphasize personality-based explanations for behavior in other people while emphasizing the role of situations. In other words, we often judge other people for their actions without considering what external factors might have influenced them. For ourselves, however, we're much more aware of situational factors, and we're far more likely to attribute our behavior to circumstances beyond our control. So if you talk on your phone in a movie theater, you're a rude, selfish person. If I talk on my phone in a movie theater, I'm a concerned, responsible parent who's worried when a call comes in from the babysitter. We judge ourselves by our intentions. We judge others by their actions. I'm reminded of this principle when I listen to the Office Ladies podcast. It's very striking that over and over on the podcast, listeners write in about a particularly funny scene to ask, was this scripted or was it improvised? And the thing is, that scene was always scripted. It was never improvised. We think that it must be the actor who is so funny because they're behaving in such a funny way. We don't ask, who might be writing those lines? Now, to be clear, that example doesn't exactly illustrate the fundamental attribution error. But hearing those listener comments and thinking about the fundamental attribution error reminds me of the larger lesson. It's very easy for us to misattribute the source of someone's behavior. Don't judge. Don't assume that this person is acting this way because that's the kind of person they are. Maybe they're in a rush. Maybe there's an emergency. Maybe someone very funny is writing their lines. Maybe factors that I don't see are shaping what I observe. If you want to listen to an interview that Elizabeth and I did with Jenna Fischer and Angela Kinsey, it's episode 381. I'll include a link in the show notes. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.